This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. And I'm telling you, you're getting some information. For the last hour, if you missed it, go to RadioLawTalk.com, and you can go back and listen to all of our podcasts. We're having a great time. Yeah, we're having a great time with Denise and I and Todd and our producer, Cal Hunter. We're just all together again. It feels good. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in, 855-529-7234. We're talking divorce today. I mean, it seems like it's a divorce day. We just finished talking about Kevin Costner. We're going to talk about de Blasio, his divorce, and the Kardashian divorce with, what's his name, the other guy that she divorced?
Kanye.
Kanye West.
Yeah, that guy.
Now, is Kanye Yeezy. West the one that, God, I just keep looking this up. I think Kanye West is the one that sold or bought the richest home of all time sold in California.
I think that was Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yes.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
It was $200 million house.
Yes.
It was a $200 million house in Malibu.
So in other words, as they say in Kevin Costner's neighborhood, really, theirs are cheap homes by comparison.
Yes.
I mean, you looked that up, right?
So,
Kevin Costner's Kevin Costner's, his house is close to Santa Barbara.
Right.
Down south further, Malibu, that area, all the way down there, La Jolla, all of that is even more exclusive.
Yeah, so here's the thing. We're jumping back. Those of you who are listening to Hour 1, we're talking about Kevin Costner's house and his divorce. We just looked up, and I know the neighbor's house next door has like 4.5 acres, and the next door neighbor to Kevin Costner in Santa Barbara area, and it has an exclusive riding area for your horses down to a private beach. And that's Costner's got this private beach also next to him. And that house is a 2,500 square foot, three bedroom, two bath house, old, listed for, listed for $109 million.
Show me the money.
Yeah, and that house is small.
Yeah, it's a teardown.
Relative.
It's a teardown.
Yeah,
but you're not buying the house.
But does he have a hose-driven rainbow-style sprinkler in his backyard for good old-fashioned summer fun and cooling?
I bet he does.
Because that's the feature at my house.
Yeah, we have those in our home.
They have a slip and slide
that goes all
the way down to the beach.
Of course, the slip and slide. Well, you know, it's as opposed to a slip and fall.
I was going
to
say, the press office, they call it a slip and fall.
It could be the same thing.
All I got to say is, as we talk about divorces after we do a case or no case here, the money and some of these divorces are very interesting to read and understand and study and see what it's like when some people are fighting over, all right, who's going to pay the $1,000 a month bill for this or that?
The pool boy, the gardener, the dog maintenance. All
yeah, this is instead of the $1,000 a month. This is the I want $240,000 a month. She's asking. Yeah, so there you go. $248,000. She's extra $8,000. That's for
court,
sure.
Court documents listed Kevin Costner's household expense for cleaning only $64,000 a year.
That's pretty cheap.
My son now wants an allowance.
I mean, that's...
It's like, well, if you could do the dishes...
In 64 grand, that's two people part-time, right? I mean, in all fairness, in Southern California.
$64,000 for the cleaning.
Just for house cleaning.
But then they've got the cooks, and they got the maids.
Gardeners.
I mean, the
nannies.
The nannies. Nannies aren't cheap.
I don't know that they have two, though, because their kids are older now.
Yeah, right.
$41,000. They listed $41,000 on food.
And a month?
$13,000 for a personal trainer.
Well, they entertain a lot, you know.
I think that was annual.
Well, that's not that bad.
13,000 annual?
No, that's got to be monthly.
No, that's not
annual. Grand a month.
There's no way.
Grand a month for that.
Yeah, 41,000. 41,000. It's got to be monthly because 41,000 wouldn't even cover my McDonald's bill for a year.
Yeah.
So. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, life's pretty good. Is that, remember Johnny Depp? How much was on wine?
Oh.
Was
oh,
it Johnny
yeah.
Depp? It was like 300,
I thought it was 150,000 a year or something like
no,
that.
No, 300 and something. Johnny Depp was spending on wine. But don't forget, everyone's thinking he's drinking it all. He collects wine, too. So
And on the food thing, they probably entertain a lot, to be fair.
Absolutely.
They have a lot of people
in. They're not buying burgers from Costco. They're buying the steaks.
I am going to have a hamburger barbecue today.
Are you?
I am. I don't
Tom,
know why. I'm
invite?
Hungry for it.
I did not. I did not get
Sal,
the invite.
Sal, did you get the invite?
Maybe.
You have to check.
Johnny Depp, $30,000 a month purchasing wine.
Wow. $30,000. But don't forget, again, he does collect
and
wine.
And he probably gave some to crew and cast members and so on. I mean,
and
you know.
Some special lady that he
charity did. Events.
Yeah. And he threw them at his ex-wife.
Yes.
Okay.
He threw the bottles.
Let's move on to Case or No Case, Cal.
Okay, let's do Case or No Case. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
George Bush Sr., Ronald Reagan, Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, Richard Nixon, Warren Christopher, politicians, writers, artists, musicians like Tennessee Ernie Ford, all belong to the Bohemian Club, which has several camps in the woods near California's wine country. The club is as exclusive like this. Fred, it has a 30-year wait list. Yes, your name is on there, my understanding, but you must be recommended by two or three other members even to get on that wait list. This is the club of clubs for the wealthy of the wealthy and the powerful of the powerful. The wait staff is all referred to as John Doe. That's it. They don't even know their real names. So here's what happened. These billionaires had a big lunch at the end of camp one year, and after the camp was over, the wait staff said these mega-rich people are acting like chiselers by paying the staff under the table less than minimum wage and had them on the luncheon day work 16 hours without any breaks at all, not even a potty break. They had to beg or wet their pants, they said. Most were frightened about taking all of these rich folks to court, but they did go to a lawyer and said, hey, do we have a wage and hour case against these fat cats here in California? Todd Kunin, what say you, case or no case?
Well, so the claim was that they were being paid under the table?
And a sub-minimum wage, no work rules being followed, overtime, breaks, etc.
Okay, so if that is true, then clearly they would have a case. The question is whether or not they would actually file on that. And in the state of California, yeah, you'd go to a lawyer to file on that, but if you had good documentation, you could just go right to the California Department of Labor Standards Enforcement, the DLC, the Labor Board, and just file a claim there and have the state investigate it for you on their dime, and you don't have to pay a lawyer. But, you know, what the heck? This has nothing to do with Cal. This has everything to do with me on in terms of case or no case. I'm 0 for 4 going back to last week plus the first case or no case this week. So I'll just say case and the employees win. What the heck?
Okay.
By the way, interesting depiction of the Bohemian Club. If you ever watched House of Cards with Kevin Spacey, there was one episode where they showed stuff that happened there.
Yep. And there are videos available you can see online. It's really fascinating.
What happens there?
Yep. Well, obviously it's a recreation for television, but it's supposed to take place at a...
Okay, we'll be back.
How can you get 30 years? So what, you're going to camp when you're 30?
It's like Burning Man for the very, very, very well-off and very highly connected.
It's called Burning Money.
So you start to get your kid in there before you have a child?
I think that's
what you have to do. Yeah. That's why my dad put my name in back when we were on the farm.
Yeah, how do you think they got the child?
We'll be back after this.
Put the name in and said, okay, now we have work to do. This is Radio Law Talk, and the show will continue, including the rest of Case or No Case and the answer after this. Stay tuned.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Commercial
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Oh, stop it. Oh, come on.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
Todd is so, you know, desperate now. He's just throwing the towel in and saying, okay, it's a case. And the winner was who?
It's a case, and the employees win.
Case, employees win. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, and he said they didn't need lawyers to win.
Didn't necessarily need that, no.
Yes.
But when you're taking on those guys, you're probably asked, Denise, what do you think about this?
I think this is a very good interesting thing. I think you learned about the Bohemian Club when you were in L.A. And that, you know, you kind of thought, wow, how come all of these very famous and wealthy politicians and well-knowns, they all have this in common? And what else could they have in common? Well, they could be greedy.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So
what would they have
I'm
in common with Los Angelinos? Paying people under the table. Okay.
Right. There's a theme. I'm going to say no case.
All right, Fred Penny, what do you think about this?
I think it's pretty easy. There's no way on God's green earth these people would allow a lawsuit against them. They paid them off. This is not a case. This is a scenario. It's settled out of court. They didn't even. They just said, hey, you owe this to us. And they said, all right, just we'll write the check. Because like Todd said, you can go to what's called the EDD, Employment Development.
California Labor Commission.
Labor Board.
Whatever it is. You can go to that, and there's no lawsuits that were filed because they took care of it. They don't want to have their name tied into being sued, apparently. So no case.
It's the Department of Fair Employment and Housing. That's
there
the
you go.
What I was thinking.
Fee-ha.
So some of the people in here, in this club, William Garland, L.A. real estate developer, Larry Gelbart, MASH TV producer, Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton, John Lehman, Lehman Brothers, Secretary of the Navy, and Lehman Brothers and Sachs, John McNaught, Joseph Pulitzer of Pulitzer Prize fame, and by the way, it was a case.
What, Todd?
Filed as of yet unresolved. The lawyer said what Todd said. Take it to the employment people. They'll investigate. So the employment people said, oh, good. We wanted to go inside this place for a long time. So they got in there, and they have filed an action against them. It is of yet unknown. So it's we'll give you 2 points if you said it was a case. You win. And congratulations, Todd. You got some points on the board.
Wow.
Well, finally. It's like a guy who gets a hit after going 0 for 20.
You have 3 points, Todd.
I have three whole points. Wow.
Wow, that's good, Todd.
That's right. You know, you're looking at another no dinner anyway.
Yeah, next hour, Cal.
Another debt unpaid. Next hour, the story of Zeke and Winnie, two car mechanics who want what they said is due to them. That's next hour.
Nice.
Give me some money.
No case. That's right.
Well, do you want to talk about de Blasio or Kardashian?
No, I want to talk about de Blasio.
Okay, let's do it.
And because it's such a different dynamic between East Coast, West Coast, between New York and California. They're very different when it comes to divorce. And de Blasio's, they agree to get divorced. But under New York law, they have to separate for 2 years before they can have a divorce.
What? It's like a cooling off period.
It is. It's like in California, we have a cooling off period that's called 6 months, right? That is a 6 month time frame after someone is served with a complaint or with a petition. In New York, it's a 2 year period. So they are going through an amicable divorce. I think they probably are already, or they will settle this. This is going to be amicable.
This is after 29 years.
I know. It's crazy how long.
Wow.
But here's the funny thing. They come out and they publicly said, we're going to date other people during the time we're still living together in the same home. Something about that is odd.
Well, maybe they already were.
Well, then, everybody, we're all going to get together here. We're going to have a little party.
Well, you know.
A little dating, speed dating thing. You know, you all sit at the table.
Oh, what was that movie with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman?
Oh, Eyes Wide Shut?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
See?
Yeah. So I just thought that
that's
was
what
really
I heard.
Interesting. I thought that was a really interesting concept that they're going to be okay with that.
Well,
I
like
mean,
Phil Collins and his wife, only she was the only one who said they were going to do that, right? Well, remember Phil Collins in Florida, where his wife had the lover move in with them in their home?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yes, I do remember that. I thought it was
stuff.
Phil Collins' home. I thought it was a premarital asset in that case, and she would
with
move
the
out.
Lover, the lover was a premarital asset?
Well
for her.
All right, you were going to say, okay, what else?
I mean, who knows what PC was, right?
So, yeah, so that's the weird thing, is that they're going to date while they're separated, yet still living in the same house.
Yes. And they came out publicly to say that because they didn't want it to become, you know, fodder. We're just going to say.
What's fodder?
Isn't fodder, did I use that word wrong?
No, you're right, for the media, for the tabloids. Right. They just wanted it out in the open so people
rumors. Know. Oh, you know, fodder is like talking and rumors.
Okay.
I mean, this is an interesting spin. There is a skeptical side of me that is going absolutely bonkers in the back of my brain right now, which is, I'm not saying that the de Blasios are doing this, but if there was a couple that was, let's say, very high profile, always in the news, and if one of them was seen and they hadn't announced a divorce and that they're still living together, but if one of them just seen out with another person because maybe they were, oh, but boy, this scandal. But now that they've announced this, they're free to move about, to date and do things. And everybody's like, oh, it's because, I mean, how great of them to be amicable and to make this announcement. And all of the scandal has been taken out of what you would have otherwise seen had they not made it.
I know. That, I think it's kind of brilliant in a way.
Now, what would be interesting is after 2 years, they said, hey, you know what? We decided we don't want to get divorced.
No, I think what would be interesting is...
We want to be a throuple.
Yeah, yes, we would.
I think they come home, they're making dinner together. So, dear, how was your day? Oh, you know, I took out George, and George and I went out. Oh, good. Darla and I were doing... We went out today. Oh, good.
You know what I see? I see the War of the Roses. The house is split down the center. There's a he and a she side.
Yeah, and the kids are like, this is weird.
The kids are all adults.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know,
so that's a good thing.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about divorce, whether you like it or not.
Like the song says, acting more like children than children. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk on this great local radio station you're listening to us on, and always on RadioLawTalk.com at no charge. Either are free, and we thank you for listening to our great program.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shapes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. You'll have you looking sharp.
Airlines have just reduced their price.
USA News update. Six people are dead after a plane crashed early this morning in a field near the French Valley Airport in Murrieta, California. The FAA says the Cessna 550 crashed and burst into flames. That plane had taken off from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The Biden administration will provide cluster munitions to Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
We will not leave Ukraine defenseless at any point in this conflict, period.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defended the move. The bombs are controversial as they explode, sending multiple munitions over a wide area. Tyler Bench, a January 6th Capitol Building rioter who used bear spray, has received a lenient sentence from a U.S. district judge. The Trump-appointed judge sentenced Bench to probation and 60 days of home arrest. Prosecutors had sought a 9-month federal prison term. During the sentencing, Judge Trevor McFadden said he was giving him a break. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Boys are weird.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@RadioLawTalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@RadioLawTalk.com.
.com.
All right, Denise, the workhorse here. You're talking about Kim Kardashian. You know, you were going to talk about...
In divorce settings... which is a good thing, in the divorce settings, there's a lot of different assets. There's a lot of different types that have to be divided. And, of course, most people, they have real estate or they have, you know, maybe some stocks, maybe some stock options, you know, that type of stuff. But there are now unconventional type assets that are in divorce settings. And most of the high-powered, high-profile people that get married, most of them have a prenup. Well, I should say many of them have a prenuptial. And Kim Kardashian and Kanye West had some interesting provisions in their prenuptial agreement. They had in their prenuptial agreement already planned that if either of them gave gifts to other people during the marriage, that the community was not going to get paid back for those gifts. And that's really smart when you consider their gifts may be a car to somebody, right? And so they took out of that equation that there would be any fights over the different gifts that they would give to other people. And I thought that was brilliant. There's also, like, what do you do with cryptocurrency? I mean, I just went to a whole class on this. First, you have to discover it. How do you discover cryptocurrency? That's one of the most secretive type of investments that exist. And if you lose your password and your ability to get in your crypto account, you lose the asset. I mean, think about that. How do you divide that? Do you open another account? You roll part of the cryptocurrency into a different account? I mean, it's complex. It's not easy. But the main hard part about it is to discover that there's cryptocurrency. So hopefully...
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. And then, you sound real interested.
I'm saying that's interesting, but I'm thinking about the artwork stuff they're talking about.
Exactly.
I didn't realize I'm saying that is interesting, but not, I'm just, the artwork situation. What's that, New York real estate developer, Harry McLowe, when he got a divorce in 2022, the profits from their 65-piece art collection that they had to go in and split, it went an auction sale valued at $922.2 million.
Amazing.
That their art. So it's not just the divorces. Okay, dear, you take this art piece, I take this piece. Well, okay, this is a Da Vinci, and this is, you know, $922 million worth of art.
Right, and in that case, they were fighting over the art. They both wanted similar pieces. They wanted the same things. So what happens? The judge goes, auction it. Get it up, put it up for sale, and get the highest bidder. Were they precluded from bidding on them themselves? No. They probably could have.
Right.
Right? That's a lot of times that's like splitting the pot, right?
Yeah.
And the judge just says, you know, I can't value this. It's one of those subjective things. It's like a house in Malibu. It can go on the market at 145 and $1 million, and then it comes in at 150 million, right? I mean, it's a little bit subjective, so it was actually a good idea to auction it off.
And then art, because I like art, and Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, apparently Pitt gave her a Winston Churchill painting gifted from Pitt, and that was okay in the divorce. Does she get that, or does, because it's a gift, or does she have to sell it and put it part as the estate?
Right, and in California, it depends. That's the best answer. If it's really worth a whole lot of money, it might be considered to be community. That has to be divided. But irrelevant to the marital standard, which it might not have been that much in the whole scheme of things, right? There's a Trivial Pursuit. I mean, the creator of Trivial Pursuit, who makes millions and millions and millions of dollars off of that. That was at stake in a divorce setting. So it's kind of interesting. NFTs. You know what those are?
NFTs, yeah.
Non-fungible tokens.
NFTs, yeah.
I mean, how do you divide those? You know, is it just royalties? Are you going to get profits? How is that going to be divided? That's really interesting.
This is all in flux of new stuff, huh?
Now, a lot of people would be, like, if let's say Taylor Swift gets married and she has created stuff during the marriage, and she doesn't have a prenup.
She's going to be getting a prenup.
You know she will, but I'm just saying, say that the most valuable thing in her for her in her marriage would be her own work, right? Her own
her music
catalog.
Right. Yeah.
So some people have just given up all rights to the other spouse's catalog. There's a rapper that happened with. She got her whole catalog. So it's really interesting. I find, you know, it's so fact-based. Every single divorce situation is based on facts, and they're all different, and so it's never boring. There's always going to be some, you know, fun element when you're talking about just division of assets. I'm not talking about the harm to children. I'm talking about just division of assets.
And doesn't it mean, Denise, that your life basically becomes a business transaction? Everything that you've done in the eyes of the court is no longer this emotional, she did this, he did that. It's just business, right?
It is. It's more of an economic decision. Now, there's been many people that have fought custody, right, of their pets.
Right?
That's interesting. New York was the first state to do custody of pets, and then California soon thereafter followed suit. And there's been the Dancing with the Stars, Cheryl Burke.
Yes.
She had a nasty custody battle over her pets. My suggestion is you share them. You figure out a way to share the pets, if that's rather than, you know, all or nothing proposition.
Well, heaven forbid if Donna and I ever divorced, she would say, "You get the dog," and I would say, "Well, I don't want it. Keep the dog." I mean,
a lot of times in California, somebody can't take the pet because their housing won't allow them to, or something like that. You know.
Well, here's a question, Sarah, Todd, to you. I'm going to go to you. I'm going to ask you this, and then Denise, you're going to have to answer it. Because Todd and I don't do divorce or don't handle it. All right, let's talk about this divorce thing. What about an engagement ring? You get engaged, an individual walks up, "I love you, let's get married," hands them a $1.4 million engagement ring, and then they break the engagement off. Todd, who do you think has the right to that? Now, I know every state's going to be different, but who has the right to that engagement ring? Was it a gift, or was it a precept of, okay, if you marry me, here is what you get?
Well, in that case, the ring was paid off.
Hold on. I'm asking Todd. I love you, Cap.
To the finance company. Right?
Yeah, no, let me talk to Todd. Let Todd answer.
Sure. Well, I would think that if the engagement ring was given as a gift, and remember, gifts are no, I mean, I don't give Christmas gifts, but you only get to keep it if you do this. Then it's not a gift. It's a bargain for exchange. And so if it's a gift and it is the engagement ring, I'd say the person that got the ring gets to keep it. Now, the hard part is if you start arguing over it when the engagement is done, if the guy argues that the ring should get back, he does it to his own detriment to the future of anybody that he ever dates because he's going to come off acting or looking like a jerk. And if the person doesn't give the ring back, well, they look like a gold digging,
right,
whatever. I guess the reason would be why was it broken off? And let's say, for example, I give somebody a ring and the engagement gets broken off because I'm a complete jerk to her afterwards and all that and force her away. Well, yeah, she should probably keep the ring. The engagement goes awry because she cheated on me and I was a great guy. Yeah, she should probably give the ring back. So I think it's factually up to that.
Okay.
And you know what I think?
I know the answer too. Go ahead.
I think that an engagement ring, it's purchased before the marriage, and it's a promise to marry. So it is not a pure gift. There is consideration given. And if the marriage does not occur, that ring should be given back. If the marriage occurs, that ring is the wife's separate property.
Right.
Woo-hoo!
Good, Denise. But I'm gonna go one better than you, Denise. I got
okay.
you on this one.
Uh-oh.
Here's the easy way to do it. Will you marry me? Yes, I will. Here's a rubber band ring until we get married. We'll go pick out an engagement ring later. You get it the day that I show up to your wedding, and I put it on your little finger at the day of the wedding. But before that, they get that little, you know, you see those little rubber ones that the kids are wearing now?
The Cracker Jack box ring.
Yeah, they're like, you know, $25. You get the rubber. You get the rubber wedding engagement ring until we're married. That's what you do. I've answered it. I already know that's what to do. We'll come back after this. We've got more other than divorce. We're going to move on from divorce and talk about rust a little bit.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is no fun.
Are you serious?
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
What we go through during the break.
Our breaks are fun.
They're the most interesting part of Radio Law Talk. Todd, talk about Gutierrez Reed charged with tampering with evidence. I know you talked about it last week, but
yeah,
kind of a little bit of just a little bit of update so you know we can just touch on it.
Sure. So what happened was after, you know, that back in April, the charges were dismissed against Alec Baldwin. And they said, yeah, dismissed, but they could still be refiled. We're dismissing the charges now. But interestingly enough, the charges were not dismissed against Gutierrez Reed. And now the prosecutor has filed an amendment to the charging document alleging that Hannah Gutierrez Reed, she's the armorer, engaged in evidence tampering, and the allegations based upon statements released by the state are this, that when Gutierrez Reed was first interviewed by law enforcement the day of the incident, she left the interview, went home, and it's alleged that she took a bag of cocaine that she had personally and gave it to somebody else to get rid of. And obviously the concern there was, coupled with allegations that there was a lot of partying, smoking marijuana on the set, that maybe that might have contributed to the negligence on the set due to drug use, and that by getting rid of the cocaine, she has tampered with evidence. Now, this is a highly suspect allegation because here it is coming out, 20 months after the fact. So the prosecution got to wrestle with one of two scenarios. Either one, they've known about this the whole time and never felt like they needed to charge it, which is ridiculous. And if that turns out to be the case, the question is, why was she not charged with this early on? And, oh, by the way, I'm certain that the guy who's already pled would have liked to have known that there was this evidence that one of the co-defendants might have had an altered state of mind that he could have used as a defense. Or they didn't know about it until recently, which seriously calls into question the accuracy and veracity of whatever witness came forward to say that this had occurred. Either way, the defense is going to claim, look, this is so far after the fact. How do we test the substance? Who said it was cocaine? Do you still have the bag? Because if you don't, it's hearsay that it was even cocaine. How do we even know any of this? And, oh, by the way, did you take any blood samples of my client to show that there was either cocaine or the active metabolite of cocaine, which stays in the system for several hours after ingestion? Because that would have been important evidence to know. So this is, I mean, it sounds bad on its face, but still, I think that the state is just digging themselves a bigger hole with it.
And the most amazing part for me is how did they discover some information? It was accidentally sent by the prosecutor to the defendant, to Gutierrez, to her lawyer. And then about 30 minutes later, they said, oh, please, that was sent to you inadvertently. Please don't look at that. And it was an admission pretty much of a huge
mistake
made by the sheriff. And it's just so interesting how this came about. And I agree with you. I think it's suspect.
By the way, you know what happens in situations like that? Happened to me where defense accidentally sent me damning stuff on the case. And it wasn't like, you know, the blew the case up, but it hurt their case. And the court, I remember, said, that's as if you never saw it, sent it back, and it wasn't intended, you know. And actually, I was like, crud. But, you know, I think the court was right in doing that. The court's like, no, Mr. Penny, that's just not what, you know, that was inadvertent, and it's not, you can't use that. Oh, whatever. But, it wasn't the most critical part of the case, but it definitely was a notch.
That happens.
It does.
It happens a lot with opposing parties who talk to their attorneys and they just copy you. And you're like, I don't want this kind of communication. You can't directly talk to a person who's represented by the attorney. So you just talk to the attorney and call out the attorney. Hey, stop your client.
This isn't right.
I would be curious to know if there's any study that's been done to see if this happens a lot more often now that we are engaged in a digital medium where discovery is turned over digitally and you have all these communications where it's just, rather than, you know, 40 years ago where if you went to your secretary and said, I want so-and-so CC, I mean, CC stands for carbon copy. And it comes from the days when you either had to have a carbon there to actually type up two or three different ones, and if somebody else had to
they're the same document.
It's, you know, but it's
but the same, several pages.
Same document, but several pages. So you have the carbon in between, so one strike of the keystroke of the typewriter actually enters it on four different pages, if you will, depending on how strong your typewriter was. If these kind of mistakes happened as easily and as frequently as they seem to be happening now in a digital medium, where sending something to somebody else is as easy as, well, they're just going to put your email address on the in the CC column, right?
Well, I'm such a dinosaur that
why did the Jurassic Park theme song just enter my head?
That when I start when I started, you know, in at writing things and all that, we had corrosible paper. That tells you.
You mean that onion skin paper, like that stuff?
It's like you could erase it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
And then you could just retype.
That's awesome. All right, yeah. I want to talk. You know what I want to talk
about? I do
have
carbon, though.
I want to talk about this child murderer and the lawyer in Florida. I saw this, and I reviewed this and looked at it. So there's an individual by the name of Joseph Zeeler. He's a convicted child murderer, not a molester, a murderer. He's killing, you know, and he's convicted. And he's a big dude. If you see him, he's a big dude. Picture him and the court TV's rolling, and he's in his orange and is shackled around the waist and his wrists. And the case is over. And apparently, I don't remember why he gets up and he's walking around, I think, to the court to say something to him. And as he steps around in front of the desk or the counsel's desk, the counsel's table. He leans over to Kevin Shirley, his lawyer, who, by the way, is a big dude also.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of, like, leans over and motions with his kind of head to, come here, I want to tell you something. And he leans forward, and then the defendant leans forward, and his elbow just, boom, hits him in the jaw, in his face, with his elbow. And they wrestle him down, knock him down, and knock down the defendant in this case. And as he's going down, he said, I missed, or I'm sorry, I missed, basically, something to that effect. Now, here's the thing that I want to talk about, and Todd, bring this up. We were talking about this earlier, or Denise. I don't know. Yeah, we were talking about with you too, Denise. The interesting thing was the judge, what the judge did after that, and the comment from the lawyer, Mr. Kevin Shirley, after this incident occurs. And he didn't just tap him. He hit him pretty good with his elbow. It was a good knock. So I don't care the one of the two of you. What was the most interesting part of this that was said after this incident occurred?
Well, it was so the defense attorney, after the defendant has been wrestled away by the guards, he just goes and sits down. I mean, I saw the video. He sits down and starts pulling out documents like nothing had happened. And the judge turns to him and says, do you need time? Are you ready to proceed? And the guy, matter of fact, looks up and goes, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I used to be a boxer, and I've taken a lot better shots than that. That was nothing.
I like that one. These are public defenders, right?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, this
when
is a
you
defender.
When you acted in that capacity, were you ever afraid of your clients?
No, not really. I had one client that after I no longer represented him. Yeah, he put a scare in me, but
is that the motorcycle one?
No.
All right, this was a different one, but that's unique. Okay. All right, when we come back, hour number three. We're going to go into this Utah murder, alleged murder, that's on trial right now of a mother of three allegedly poisoning her husband. They're in their 30s. And oh my gosh, handsome guy, good looking lady. And we're going to get some detail about that. We're following this trial. We'll be back.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be back at 6 minutes after the next hour, right here on many great local radio stations, and if not there, then on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.